The buzz around the bees. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Mostly to the awareness to honeybees and that we need honeybees. Everybody's getting interested in it because they want to help save the honeybees and make sure that we've got food for the future.
State apiarist Mike Studer says there's not only an increase in the number of beekeepers across Tennessee, but the awareness of the health concerns and their impact without bees is increasing as well.
Total number of registered beekeepers we've got in the state right now is 3,764. We've got 6,294 registered apiaries and 23,445 registered colonies. Back in 2008, we had about 8,068 registered colonies and 1,296 registered beekeepers.
So the numbers are definitely showing an increase in beekeeping activity across Tennessee, but what about their health? Tennessee Beekeepers Association President Charlie Parton says due to a number of factors, we're still losing a lot of bees each year. But through awareness programs and better management practices, beekeepers are working to keep their colonies healthy and making sure the general public understands what happens without bees.
About one-third of every bit of food that we have are fruits, nuts, vegetables, need a pollinator. Basically, one-third of our food would go away. So every third bite, you can say that would not be there. So what would that cause? That would cause food prices, of course, to go up, and maybe not the variety that we are used to. We try now to educate people and tell them to understand that honeybees are actually more important for pollination than they are for honey production.
And recently, the Tennessee Beekeepers Association held their annual meeting in Cookeville with close to 400 beekeepers in attendance, one of their largest gatherings in years. And to find out more about this vital industry, go to tnbeekeepers.org. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.